This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie. Somebody take the dog for a walk, please.
Yeah, that's they don't talk about whose job that is.
Yeah, who cleans up after the dog. Hey, you know, let's get away from dogs here because we've got Mr. Excitement with us this morning.
That's right. Mr. Vic Krause is with us.
Yes.
And he's here from Warbird area is his home. And to talk about the Warbird tram, I believe you've done all sorts of interesting things now.
Dave, we got excitement this year. I can't even contain myself. I'm going to be honest with you. It started yesterday. How about that T6 arrival, eh?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, hey.
Nice and noisy like it should be.
Tell you what, it was really fun. Wayne and I had a ball. It was terrific. And it was great seeing all the colors, the color schemes. It was really quite a bouquet of color and aviation noise and excitement and fun. It was great to have those boys show up. But yeah, we got a lot going on in Warbirds this year. Lots of stuff. We completely redesigned the whole layout of the infrastructure of the tour. It looks more like Disneyland than it ever did before.
Oh, wow. Disneyland and, with airplanes.
Yeah. So, we've got it totally set up. There's three separate areas now in our tent. We got a bigger tent. They gave us 50 foot by 20, so it's pretty good. Plus, we got all the courtyard around it. So, we are sprawling all over by training command. We've got it broken into three areas now. The registration, it's real streamlined, so it's not bogged down and people know what they're doing. They go into a presentation room, 5-7 minutes, and then into the web of the spider, the membership center.
The lair. Okay.
They got to go through the membership center to get to the tram. What a diabolical
place. Yes, that is diabolical.
But the new stuff, get this. Remember the ID chart, the aircraft silhouette identification chart? We've been printing them for the last 2 years, giving them away for people to make keepsakes out of them to go to the pilots. Well, get this. I thought, you know what, last year, let's make this really fun. Let's create a scavenger hunt. So we redesigned the whole entire ID chart with instructions. You go out, you get, there's 12, six on a side. If you get six of those filled out by a pilot with his N number and whatever. You go up to the P-40 guy and the P-51 guy, and of course, you know, you fill it out. You get six of them. You come back to the Redemption Center, also diabolically located in the northeast corner
center
of the membership.
Yeah.
Yep. So you go back with that thing filled out. You show them you did it. You get a big bag of swag, all kinds of cool stuff from Aero Shell, Hartzell, and everybody that donated. For nothing, free, a nice prize, plus you got that keepsake. Gets better. You do 12. Now you get not only that, we've got some of the coolest hats and posters and T-shirts, and that goes along with the swag bag. So scavenger hunt. They put in all 500 pilot bags of all the Warbird pilots arriving, there's a complete flyer describing this contest. So all the pilots are aware and ready to lock, load, and sign
your,
yeah,
bring
so
your
here
pen.
They go.
Wow.
This year's a big year for us. We decided, you know, we need to inflate our numbers. We're doing a membership campaign, so that's going on. And we're doing daily drawings. If you sign up as a new member today, at the end of the day, we pull your name along with all everybody else that joined out of a hat. Boom, $50 gift certificate to the gift shop. That's more than you spent to join.
Yeah,
and that's great.
There's other contests along with that are associated with new membership. Live cockpit tours, VIP tours through the whole Warbird area. Anyway, a lot of cool stuff like that. So, yeah, we got a lot going on.
It's funny, though, when you said scavenger hunt, and anytime you hear scavenging and Warbirds, you're thinking of you got to find a propeller for a P-40 or something, you know?
I was hoping that if you got all 12 of the pilots to sign that they gave you a Warbird.
Yeah,
you know?
There you go.
Hey, I'd take a little one. It doesn't have to be full scale.
You know, you learn from other people here. So I was driving down the road. You know where the beer tent is, where that big balloon?
Oh, yeah. Right?
So I saw a sign there, and they said, you know, bikini waitresses. I've never been there. And if I have, I wouldn't admit that on the air. But
right.
but they have bikini clad waitresses working in the in that beer tent. And I thought, there's an idea we could. So I told all my narrators, would you guys mind wearing bikinis on the on the tram to see if we could drum up more business, but I was soundly declined by all of my team this morning. So
I thought you were going to say the guys didn't want the thongs.
I was going to say some of those guys just don't have the legs.
Me included.
There you go.
Anyway, but fun year. A lot going on. 80th anniversary, right, of the T6, 1938 to 2018. I was at the 50th in Kenosha. And this represents a real milestone, the 80. So that's one of the reasons there's such a heavy contingent of Texans here. And they're going to put on a heck of a show. They've been practicing in Dubuque for a week and a half, and before that in April in Punta Gorda. And they've been practicing the 8-0 in the sky. So they're going to,
wow.
Wait till you see that during the big air shows. So something to really be. And the RAF, those guys, 100 years?
Yep.
The Royal Air Force. Oh, my goodness, a century old. So, yeah, it's good to see you guys. It's been
good
a year.
To see you, Vic.
How was your attendance on the tram tour last year? Was it up from years previous?
Okay, so we grabbed a hold of this. We've been doing it. This is year number 8. And people go, no way, you just started it 3 years ago. I said, no, this is
success.
The 8th year. But, yeah, overnight success. It's like anything else. You figure it out and you make it better every year and you learn from all your mistakes. So in 16, we really thought, okay, we've made all the mistakes. Let's fix them all, at least the ones we know. So we changed everything and we went from, in 15, we did like 600 or 700 rides for the week. And in 16, we did 2,500 rides.
Wow.
In 17, we did just this last year, we did just south of 5,000 rides.
Wow.
And that's with a rain day or two.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we had a rain event. We did active female generals in the Army. We did Botswana, the president of Botswana, the guy that runs the country.
Yeah, right.
He showed up with his entourage. I mean, generals with all the green navy and the stuff and security and... It was really cool.
And you were all like, what's going on?
we took some very interesting VIP people, the Doolittle family. We took them on a tour. Honestly, it's been really well accepted, and the word's out. And I used to call it the best-kept secret, no longer.
Yeah.
So what have you got on display over there in the Warbirds area? As a preface to this, we were in the Ultralight Farm yesterday when a pair of tiger cats flew in. That's rare to see two of them together. There's so few of them.
Absolutely. And was that an arrival? That was Connie Bolin, the president of the Warbirds of America, was in the cockpit of one of those ships. And her wingman flew in from North Dakota with those tiger cats. They're on Warbird Alley right now. What a beautiful ship. Yeah, to see one is like, holy cow, once in every 3 or 4 years, maybe. Two in a year.
Wow.
That's rare.
Yep.
There are not many of them left.
No.
Nope.
Absolutely not. So a lot of crazy stuff going on, a lot of news.
Do you have a gut feeling for your ridership this year? How many you think you're going to get?
You know, we're going to be capped by the number of rides we're capable of doing. So we'll hopefully do 5,000, maybe more. Depends a little on the weather. We're going to have beautiful weather today, tomorrow, Wednesday. Thursday's an iffy day. We'll see what happens. But we were going to have 3 trains this year. And like a lot of things, T's didn't get crossed and I's didn't get dotted in time about agreements or insurances. And you do this and we'll do that. And so we didn't get the 3rd train. We are going to push so hard after this show. And by September, we'll have it in the can, so that we can decorate the 3rd train and have it, and next year we'll be able to take at least 7,500, maybe 8,000 people.
Wow.
That's going to be great.
Well, we have to definitely make sure we get over there.
Absolutely. And for you out there listening, you should get there early because this is going to fill up quick.
Yeah, thanks for saying that, because by afternoon it's lines and wait times and unable to serve as many people as want.
Yeah, so you're going to have a log jam there for sure.
Absolutely.
And it's well worth it, too. The tour guides, they're very knowledgeable, and it's great fun.
So come early, come often.
Yeah, absolutely.
And go get those propellers.
Yep. Do the scavenger hunt. I'm sure that'll be a lot of fun, too. I'm looking forward to giving that a shot.
I'll tell you, they won't have any trouble finding that command headquarter tour center. We got four beautiful American flags, and with the wind we've had for the last 4 days, they are standing straight out, and they're at all four corners of the tent. You can't miss it. It's right by Warbird Alley.
And you can't miss Warbird Alley either.
No, you can't. Go see those tiger cats for sure.
They are pretty.
Absolutely.
They are pretty.
Yeah. So,
The second one that landed yesterday, when that airplane touched down, pilot had the throttles all the way back. All that baby did was pop going down the runway.
Barked.
It was great.
Yeah, he said that when they arrived. They didn't arrive. They actually landed really nice.
They did.
Wasn't out of what we call an arrival.
Yeah. Well, the way I arrived.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But so, it's going to be a good time, definitely. And if you don't make it today, plan. This is a bucket list item, people. Really, it is. Because the aircraft are spectacular, and there's just so many to see. And the beautiful part about it is you're sitting down getting a guided tour of this. I've done this a couple of times. It's just fantastic.
I know there'll be a lot of disappointment because the bikini thing didn't work out, but what the heck?
I don't know. I'm looking at you, Vic, and I think that's probably for the better.
Really.
Okay, yeah. So,
anyway, on that note,
yeah.
I'm Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.